And look at that horse in the pasture, running so free in the breeze. She never eats Jesus or meats, and she isn't weak in the knees. They told me I need meat for protein, but I think they misinformed me. 'Cause look at that horse in the pasture, run circles and circles round me.
Open source vegan.com.
Let's now listen to part two of my interview with Mrs. Rosalie Hurd, co-author of 10 Talents. How has writing this cookbook helped you spread the message of healthy living to others?
Franklin, the Library of Congress years ago, out of a selection of 50 books, they chose 10 Talents as one to reproduce in Braille and embossed for the blind because of its simplicity, because of its availability of foods. See, we use the whole foods. We use like the lentils and the beans and the peas and the seeds and the fresh fruits and vegetables. We don't use these canned, prepared, processed foods. And so the foods that we have in the 10 Talents book are available anywhere. We have missionaries that go to foreign countries and they can buy the grain. They can buy the foods that we use anywhere they are in the world. I believe this is one reason why they chose 10 Talents to use. Our book has gone all over the world in the last 42 years. We have seen this book go to the Princess of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. We have seen it go from one end of the earth to the other, as far as Africa, India, Ghana, everywhere. It's been widely circulated. We don't claim to become rich over this book or anything of popularity, but it has really enriched the lives of many, many people.
What can our listeners expect to find in the new updated version of 10 Talents?
Well, it's entirely different from the original 10 Talents that was produced in 1968. And then in 1985, we came out with a revised edition. But this edition, this new expanded pictorial edition, is chock full of information that wasn't in the old book. It has over 1,000 heart-healthy recipes. It has over 1,300 colored photographs of foods that I prepared and made myself. And it's just a whole new edition. It's a kitchen companion. It's more than a recipe book, Franklin. It's actually a manual of health. So the investment in this is worth every penny that the housewife or the chef or cook would put into this, because it's going to be with them in their kitchen as a companion. They can use it as a reference. They can use it for teaching. It has a lot of information in 10 Talents. And, you know, now the book is out in Spanish. As the beginning of this year, we produced it in Spanish, so our listening audience who have Spanish, Hispanic friends might like to know that.
What is your favorite recipe in 10 Talents?
That's a big question, Franklin. I have a lot of favorite recipes, but one that comes to mind is one just recently that was made by a chef that was cooking for a group of 400 young people that were coming there for a camp. And he didn't know what to feed them. They were all vegetarian. And so we were invited to do a workshop at the chef's workshop. And so we went and did a meatless main dish workshop. And I demonstrated how to make the Super Sun Burgers on page 311 of the new 10 Talents cookbook, Super Sun Burgers. And the people just loved them. And so this chef decided he was going to make those for the 400 youth that were coming to camp, because he had to feed them vegetarian food. And he was so proud of himself, he actually made 400 of these Super Sun Burgers and served them to the young people, and they just snatched them. They just gobbled them up. They really, really liked them. Well, he was really proud of himself that he could satisfy, you know, their appetite with these Super Sun Burgers. We gave them other tips, like the stir-fry recipes and the scrambled tofu and then the baked spaghetti and cheese. That's another one of my favorite ones. But I have a lot of favorite recipes, Franklin. I mean, in every chapter, I have favorite recipes.
By profession, you are a nutritionist, and your husband is a medical doctor. Throughout the years, have you seen others experience the benefit of the healthy lifestyle that you promote?
Every day, we receive letters and we receive phone calls. Do I have time to read you one letter, Franklin?
Yes.
This came from a lady, and I asked her if I had her permission to use this. I wanted to post it because I think it's such a beautiful letter. She said, I purchased both previous editions of Ten Towns, but the new book is outstanding. She writes, a clay-coated paper and four-color photographs are an invitation to cook, and the recipes ensure that the cooking will be health-promoting. I have spent hours diligently pouring through it, just admiring the book and being thankful for it. I own more than 100 vegetarian cookbooks. If I had to pare down my collection drastically, Ten Talents is definitely one that I would keep. Ten Talents is much more than a cookbook. The material on food combining and a healthful lifestyle are well written and easy to understand. The consumer is continually bombarded with printed ads and TV commercials for processed foods, foods containing additives which are not health-promoting but disease-promoting in the long run. The grocery shelves are filled with convenience foods. The goal of the manufacturers is to prolong shelf life, not human life. And isn't that the truth? Most people aren't aware that this style of eating is unnecessary. Ten Talents is truly a ministry. Personal stories and photos make it seem like I've been taught to cook in the home of a good friend. Ten Talents should be marketed widely. Example, bookstore chains like Barnes & Noble and Betty and Borders Books. If it were, Betty Crocker and Better Homes and Gardens would need to be prepared to take a back seat in the cookbook field. Isn't that a nice letter, Franklin? I mean, this woman was just so blessed by having this book that she says, if it were marketed widely, Betty Crocker and Better Homes and Garden would need to be prepared to take a back seat in the cookbook field. It's been out for so many years, you would think that it would have died off the scene, but it hasn't. It's been a bestseller. And during the 4 years that it was out of print, we had so many requests for it, we were just compelled to go back to print with it. And so this is another reason why I decided to do this revised pictorial edition. And I had a lot of fun doing it. It was very time-consuming, taking all the pictures of the food and preparing the food. But every picture has a story to tell, and it was just a blessing to work on this because I know that it's going to help so many people.
This concludes part two of my interview with Mrs. Rosalie Hurd, co-author of Ten Talents. You can purchase her cookbook by dialing 541-472-1113. That's 541-472-1113. Or you can find her cookbook at 10talents.net. As I flip through the pages of 10 Talents, I am so glad I purchased her book myself. You can get her Sunburger recipe by going to opensourcevegan.com and also gain more information for your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
They said red meat builds strong bodies, but I think I beg to differ. Just look at that elephant grazing. I wouldn't want to tangle with her. Oh no, I wouldn't want to tangle with her.
Open Source Vegan.